You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
Okay, let's go on with your questions. This next one, I had to do some research because quite honestly, I didn't know the numbering system for plastics. Here, let me just read the question first. Please review how plastics are rated. It's quite confusing, and yet I believe it's critically important to know which plastics never to use. Yeah, I agree. And here's, I think, what confuses people. So plastics are numbered, first of all. You can take a water bottle, and you can look on the bottom of it or even any form of plastic. Somewhere on the bottom, usually, right? There's a number. It's like usually a diamond shaped thing, and there's a number in the middle, and it can be anywhere from 1 to 7. And I think what people believe is that the lower the number, the worse the plastic. The higher the number, the better. I think that's what most of it. And that's not true. Just for instance, real quickly, a plastic labeled number 2 is actually perfectly fine for food and stuff like that, but a plastic number with the number 7 may not be, because it's really just a miscellaneous category for all kinds of plastics. See how it's kind of confusing? So I had to do my research. So I got this from the USDA, USDA.org. Let me turn my page here, and so I'm going to go through these. There's plastics 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Plastic number 1. Again, you'll find this on the bottom of the packaging. Plastics marked with the code of 1, the SBI code of 1, is made with polyethylene tetraphthalate, which is also known as PET. It can be recycled. This is not a good plastic. This one can absorb into foods, into your environment. As a matter of fact, phthalates, which is what this is made out of, phthalates as a chemical compound, very bad for the human body. I don't use plastics with the number 1 code because of the phthalates. Now, number 2. So the SBI code of 2 identifies plastics made with high-density polyethylene, or HDPE. These products are very safe and are not known to leach any chemicals into food or drinks. They can be recycled. They're often used for toys, and they should be just fine. So a number 2 is good. Oh, by the way, some of the interpretation of what I'm reading is coming from me, not necessarily the USDA. As a matter of fact, back up to number 1 with the phthalate component of the plastics for number 1, they didn't say anything about phthalates, which I find horrifying, because there's many studies showing cancer issues, nerve issues, they raise oxidative stress, they can raise, phthalates are bad. They didn't say anything on the USDA website about that. So I'm reading to you what they say, and I'm interpreting as best I can. So number 1, plastics number 1, no, because of the phthalates. Plastics number 2, which are made with the high density polyethylene, probably okay. Plastics numbered with 3, so let me just read this. Plastics labeled with the SPI code of 3, they are made with polyvinyl chloride, okay, or PVC. So maybe okay for pipes, but that's about it. you don't want to be, the chloride will leach. You have to be a little bit careful. Now, they do coat when they make a PVC pipe. My understanding is they coat it the inside, so there's less chance of that chloride of leaking, but that's not always the case. That's why it's important if you're going to use, if you live in a place with PVC and not copper piping, make sure you're filtering that water, because you're going to leach some of that out. So anyways, that's number 3. It's basically PVC piping. Plastics number 4. Okay, plastic marked with SBI code of 4, they are made with low density polyethylene. It's not really recycled all that much. It says here it also is not known to release harmful chemicals into objects in contact with it, making it a safe choice for food storage. Now, that's what they say. That's what USDA. I had to look that. I went to some other sites and did confirm Most of them thought that a plastic rated at number 4 would be okay, but not as good as number 2. So you can see, just because the number is higher doesn't mean the plastic is as good. So right now, 2 would be the best. So far, 4 would be okay. All right, number 5. Consumers will find the SPI code of 5 on plastic items made with polypropylene, or PP. PP can be recycled, but it's not acceptable for recycling in many cases. This type of plastic is strong and can withstand high temperatures. So this is the type that you want to see, like in Tupperware. So a plastic rate at number 5 is going to be things that you're going to cook with more. 2 is going to be more drinking water stuff. Okay? So far, out of all 1 through 5, number 2 plastics and number 5 plastics are probably the best ones to use. Number 6, plastic marked with an SPI code of 6 is made with polystyrene. This is basically styrofoam. It can be okay for short periods of time in coffee cups, plastic food boxes, but some of that will leach. Some of that polystyrene will leach, so it's not the best. So again, you see the higher, it's not necessarily good, the higher the number. And then lastly, number 7, the SPI code of 7 is used to designate miscellaneous types of plastic, and they list all kinds of stuff. So plastic rated number 7 could be made from just about anything. So number 7 is out there. So number 1, plastic with that phthalate component, no way, don't use it. Number 7, because you just don't know what it is, no, don't use it. Number 6, not good at all. Leaving you really with plastics number 2 and number 5 for drinking and eating. And if you're going to heat plastic, be careful about that, right? People throw plastics into the microwave all the time. Make sure it's at least number 5. Number 5 plastics can withstand heat. That's according to the USDA. So did that help? I hope it did. It was a great review for me. I'd seen some of this information before. I just didn't remember a lot of it. But I did remember that just because the plastic has a higher number, it doesn't mean it's safer, right? Plastics 2 and 5 are the best ones to use. Okay, so that takes care of my plastic question. Woo, I was worried about that one. Okay, how am I doing on time? I think I'm just about done, but I got 2 minutes, okay. Is it true, and I think I can do this one in 2 minutes. Is it true that women who place their cell phones in their bras are at higher risk of breast cancer? Okay, so yeah, you know, it doesn't sound good to do that, right? When I was teaching a class once, I have a rule in my classrooms, no cell phones. I think that's legitimate, and this was an adult class, and a woman had it in, she just put it in her bra. I mean, it was on her desk, she picked it up, put it in her bra. And I told her, I go, I don't know if that's the best place to put your to put your cell phone. So it is, women do it. Listen, it doesn't sound like something that you should be doing. However, I did. You know, I looked this up. I went to cancer.org, and they report there that there's no clinical evidence. But if you ask around with oncologists, radiation specialists, many say it's probably best not to do that. It's best to carry it maybe away from your body in a purse or something like that. That just makes a little more sense. So cancer.org pretty much says no clinical evidence that a cell phone in the bra is going to increase your risk for breast cancer. But if you really get down to it and question some of the experts, they're going to tell you, you know, probably not the best place to put it. Let's put it in our purses. Keep the cell phones away from your body as much as possible. They are creating EMF, electromagnetic frequencies and radiation, and those have been shown to disrupt DNA, cause some mutations. So be careful there. Keep the cell phone off your body. Well, there you go. That was some nice questions. I want to thank my listeners for sending those in. Thank you to Sheldon Baker, a great producer. Thank you to Life Extension for all the great information. Thank you to Kevin for helping me out. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.